This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep.
All right, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, good friend of mine, is live with us for another 5 minutes. Then Dr. Andrew Wakefield will be in studio with us for the next hour. And then we'll host continued into the fourth hour here. So in the 5 minutes we have left here, advice to Trump, advice to America, what you handicap in the election. I know you predicted Trump would win like I did, but most didn't. They admit in like the London Guardian you won the biggest bet ever, just in Ireland alone, like $300,000+ just on Trump. How do you handicap Trump right now? What else do you want to relay to people?
I think Trump's only risk of not getting reelected is if he were to try to put Barrett on the bench. Barrett is the not only the pro-lockdown choice, she's not only the deep state stealth choice as another coup attempt against the president. The same people who recommended to Trump to put Fauci in charge are the ones recommending Barrett for the Supreme Court. The same people who recommended Bolton to the National Security Council are recommending Barrett to the Supreme Court. The same people who recommended Chris Wray in charge of the FBI and Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller, the Department of Justice, are the same people pushing Barrett. And Barrett is the forced vaccination choice, the forced sterilization choice, the lockdown choice, the detention camp choice, the emergency exception to the Constitution choice, and the person who cannot be trusted or relied upon to defend the president on a key election lawsuit upcoming at the election. Donald Trump will win the vote in the election of the Electoral College. The question is, will that be affirmed and recognized when the Democrats try to steal it by using selective lawfare against him? So I think the president is in excellent position. By contrast, if he picks Barbara Lagoa, the 11th Circuit judge to the Supreme Court, he can put Florida in the bag. He can likely put Arizona in the bag. Nevada will be competitive, and the whole race will come down to the upper Midwest, and Trump will win because she's a popular constitutional conservative in the working class tradition that we need.
And Trump's biggest allies, as you said, Governor DeSantis and Congressman Gates, are heavily endorsing her. That's all I need to hear. Your endorsement, Gates' endorsement, DeSantis' endorsement, that means she's gold.
Absolutely. Almost every populist civil rights lawyer I know supports Lagoa for the bench and is terrified of the other, of Barrett. In fact, I mean, I've heard constitutional lawyers have written to me and say she reminds them of a fascist. I mean, that's how aggressive their language is. Language they've never used in their life. And these are people in the constitutional right, the populist right.
Why would she endorse 1905 heavily criticized Supreme Court rulings on eugenics? That's just unbelievable.
Because it's the ultimate emergency exception. It's the legal basis for the deep state to take over.
Well, no, the deep state operates under eugenics. They all operate off that ruling. They set up the health departments off of that.
Exactly. That ruling is the anchor to the Korematsu decision that authorized detention camps in America. That was the key case cited for forced sterilizations in America for population control. And that is the case that she used to say the lockdown, that any aspect, you have no protected liberty against the lockdown. That's what her decision said. No protected liberty against the lockdown. This is an extremely dangerous. She was signaling to the deep state when she signed and approved that decision that that's what she'll be if they could sneak her onto the Supreme Court. And right after that is when they started pushing her for the Supreme Court.
All right. I agree. We got to beat the drum then. You got to come on the War Room. You got to come on David Knight. You got to come on the countdown because this is so important. Election countdown. You name the times, talk to the producer, please. I agree. We need to get articles out because I don't just go off what you say. I already see all this. This is true. She exposed Epstein when others didn't. I mean, we need Lagoa. We need Barbara Lagoa. She is just light years better than the Barrett lady.
Absolutely. Barbara Lagoa is nominated. Trump is reelected. Deep state coup attempts thwarted. Whereas if Barrett gets in, she's the stealth candidate that can undermine the president and empower the deep state for life. So this is a key decision that not only determines, in my view, the outcome of the election or could. It's going to determine the outcome in the direction of the country. So the Patriots need to rally to a patriot judge like Lagoa and keep the stealth deep state.
I agree.
We've
got 20 seconds. What would you call this historic period we're in right now in 10 seconds?
The most extraordinary time in American history since the American Revolution itself. This is American Revolution, the sequel.
Damn right. This is crazy town. All right. You can cut the suspense for the night. Robert Barnes, thank you. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, straight ahead. Stay with us. In studio.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for supper.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Wakefield is our guest here for the rest of the hour. He has a special guest that we're going to be talking to coming up that is exposing the liability protection of the vaccine makers and what's coming out. Now, I like President Trump overall, but I'm not a cult member. And I do not endorse him pushing this vaccine. If you want to take it, go ahead and take it. He says it won't be mandatory. Okay, fine. But his surrogates are wanting it to be mandatory. But Dr. Andrew Wakefield, 30 years ago, was the first scientist to get big attention. As he'll point out, others have been researching it to show gut flora and connections to autism. And then they demonized him and lied about it, put out hoax stories about him. But all these years later, he's been proven right and vindicated. We've kind of experienced the same type of event for ourselves as well, just to stand the fight, the truth will out. So he's here with us for the rest of the hour. I really appreciate him joining us to cover the waterfront. We're going to get into UN says new polio outbreak in Sudan caused by oral vaccine, mRNA vaccines, what's going on with that. He's got his new film. It's doing very, very well and winning a lot of film festivals. We'll talk about that. But first off, what other topics do you want to get into? And then I want to pick your brain about Trump.
I think the election is the hot topic, and really, how do you vote? How do you vote going forward? What do you do? And what is actually going on, Alex?
Well, you're the doctor and the trailblazer that's been vindicated. I don't like seeing Trump up there saying, we're going to have a vaccine. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be wonderful. These are quotes. That's not true. Even the cleanest vaccine is not going to be perfect, is it?
There's no such thing as a perfect vaccine. And the more we learn about them, the less perfect they become. But I think one of the fascinating things is that politicians, as you know, Alex, are extraordinarily vulnerable to their experts. In other words, in a situation like a plague, like COVID-19, then you are dependent upon the head of the NIH, the head of the CDC, all of these people, because you're not an epidemiologist, you're not a statistician, you're not a virologist. And so nothing terrifies politicians quite like a plague, because they don't understand it, and that makes them very vulnerable. And if the agenda of your advisors is that it's going to be, for example, vaccines and vaccines only, then you are in many ways sort of compelled to go along with that in the first instance. But what's really interesting is that Trump is one of the few people I've observed who has dissociated himself from Fauci's views and now brought on Dr. Atlas as an alternative opinion, who's standing up there and saying what should be done.
And that's what I see, is Trump took control of vaccines by saying we'll do them. That neutralizes Fauci and Gates, who are now saying, oh, no, don't take Trump's vaccine. So he's actually got the Democrats now all being anti-vaccine. That is very sophisticated. And now Governor, now Atlas is coming out, pointing out a lot of the frauds, and the left's getting really mad.
Yeah, I mean, what have we got now? We've got Operation Warp Speed. We've got this vaccine being made based on the advice of his advisors. We've got no liability under the PREP Act, which we kind of took over from the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. No one in the chain of supply of this vaccine, these supposed vaccines, has any liability whatsoever for damage done by those vaccines. And in those circumstances, we can have absolutely no mandatory vaccination. And this must operate not just at a federal level, but at a state and local level as well. And there must be no recrimination against anyone who decides not to get a vaccine. That is absolutely essential. It must be personal choice.
And that's what your film exposes. We'll talk about it next segment. That's a license to kill. 007 may be a fictional character, but Big Pharma, through vaccines, have a license to maim, sterilize, Guillain-Barre's, kill. I mean, this is a license to kill.
With no liability whatsoever. They can just walk away. They can make another vaccine. And not only is there no incentive to do safety studies, Alex, there is a disincentive. Why would you do comprehensive safety studies that might identify something that's going to hit your bottom line? You find a rare adverse event that really means your vaccine doesn't get onto the market. You're not going to do those.
But we saw the UN last December say, we don't even do testing. Then we cover up the damages. We have a wobbly front line.
Yeah.
They said that.
So the safety testing for vaccines is appalling. And anyone who thinks that they're anywhere near as good as the safety testing for standard pharmaceuticals is completely wrong.
Because they've been given a waiver.
They've been given a waiver.
So when FinFin makes you have heart valve problems, that gets exposed, but not vaccines.
That's right. So they can do safety studies, so-called safety studies, which instead of having an inert placebo, saline, for example, then they put another vaccine up against it. and they're comparing vaccine with vaccine. That's meant to be the placebo. That's not a placebo. That's not something.
No, that's another chemical against another.
Exactly, and that's what they're allowed to get away with.
Another concoction, because it's biological, it's chemical. My God. So listen, I don't want to let Trump off the hook, but I don't want to spend all day on Trump. We're going to come back from break, though. But, well, just in 30 seconds, what do you think of Trump coming out with this vaccine talk? I mean, I see it taking control away from Gates.
It does. It's an interesting maneuver, but he has to get up and reassure the voting public that there will be no mandates, and that must be at every level of government, and there must be no recrimination.
That's it. There must be no mandate. He said it once, like 4 months ago. He used to do it every day.
Atlas has said it again, but we want to hear it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Atlas said that.
Atlas said it just the other day. He was called up by Trump to the podium, and he said, there will be no mandates. This vaccine will be only for those who want it.
Oh, I didn't even know. Guy's search engine, Atlas. Dr. Atlas says no COVID-19 mandate. Well, good to have you here. We've got the vaccine expert, the trailblazer, the exposed, the autism connection, was demonized, now vindicated. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Phil's here with us.
Well,
I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I know all of you, literally the regular listeners, you know all this and more. Remember, other folks don't know it. And we were going to talk about Dr. Wakefield's film. We're going to talk about the movement to repeal the 86 Act that lets vaccine makers hurt people and not get in trouble. Nobody thinks they should have godlike immunity, should they? But first, though, just as a father, a grandfather, as a medical doctor, as a guy that's been totally vindicated, you know, the model of the Phoenix, what is this political time to see Associated Press admitting most of the new polio outbreaks are from the vaccine Bill and Melinda Gates, Associated Press? To hear Bill Gates wants to put an experimental vaccine that skipped animal trials in us that changes the DNA of our cells. I mean, to see poll numbers where 50% of Americans a month ago supported the shot, now 40% do, and trends show it'll be 30 by next month. I mean, it seems like a total collapse in confidence in the system. What would you call this period we're in right now?
It's a time of learning. It's a time of great change. This is a fascinating situation, Alex, with the polio vaccine, because as you know, when you get into this discussion with anyone, the first question that doubters raise is, what about polio? Well, here is what about polio. This is the oral polio vaccine that's being used in developing countries, has been used for a long time, and its use has been funded largely by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And now we discover that this vaccine is actually, this live virus is causing the majority of polio cases, in fact, nearly all.
But you talked about that on my show 15 years ago.
That's right.
I mean, you did. You sat in that other studio 15 years ago and said all that.
And now we have outbreaks in India, Pakistan, Sudan, elsewhere in Africa.
I know you don't care about the attention for yourself, but what's it like to be a trailblazer that discovers it, gets the report, says it, gets hit with the hammer, and then now it's all come out? Does that piss you off at them?
What frustrates me, Alex, is in the interim, in the meantime, when, between it being discovered and described and now, many, many children have gone to the wall. So many children, not only in this country, but around the world.
Children lost.
Have been lost. They've been permanently brain damaged. They've been lost. They've been paralyzed. It need not have happened, certainly to the extent that it has. They didn't listen, and now we're in a mode of just covering it up.
You know, I used to think Gates did it on purpose, but I was watching his new CEO that just retired. Bill believed cell phones would never be big and blocked Microsoft ever getting into smartphones. Maybe he's just dumb.
Maybe he is, but he's certainly wrong. He's wrong on many, many things, and he's someone who should never have dabbled in vaccination.
I was about to say, how did he become my family doctor? That's on TV saying, I will take a shot.
It is extraordinary, isn't it, that a man purely by virtue of his wealth can dictate global health policy and individual health choice.
That's, and why does he want to dictate it? That's creepy. If I come over to my neighbor and ask, hey, did you have a pap smear or did you have a colonoscopy or did you visit your dentist? They'd be like, you're a freaking weirdo. But some richest man in the world's up there, and he really is, folks. You know, they say it's Bezos. No, it's Gates. He's literally obsessed with my body. That's like a form of rape.
He also, there was one quote from him that said, this is the best investment I've ever made. The returns on getting involved in...
We have the video clip. He says, I've made more money than ever.
Yeah, so there may be a purely commercial reason, nothing to do with...
He's kind of autistic in his own right, isn't he? He doesn't get what he's doing. He's like, I made triple the investment on this.
There is a certain detachment, something that really separates him from many of the rest of us, yes.
I don't mean to be cutting in on you. You're only here for a limited time. I'm just ranting. It's just so epic to see this all coming out.
It is. It's very, very alarming. And I have great concerns because what's happened, Alex, is these vaccines now for the SARS-CoV-2 has become too big to fail. We've seen the trials of the Oxford vaccine now producing two serious, life-threatening adverse events. Neuro-
Look at the camera and tell them. Because Gates was on CBS. He goes, 80% get sick, 20% go to hospital with the weak vaccine. Tell folks.
Yeah, so we have two vaccines in the running that are at the forefront at the moment that are in the news, and one of them is the Oxford vaccine. And we heard the other day that someone had developed transverse myelitis. This is a severe and potentially fatal neurological adverse outcome, recognized outcome for vaccines. There's no question at all. It's been awarded in vaccine court. And when I gather they then had a meeting of stakeholders who were panicked about, you know, what the impact of this was going to be on the stock price and said, this is a one-off. And the person from AstraZeneca said, actually, no, it's not. No, it's not. We've had another case, a case of multiple sclerosis that we haven't disclosed, but one that was simply unmasked by the vaccine. I'm afraid there are a few things that make me really angry, Alex, but to say that this woman had an underlying multiple sclerosis that was simply unmasked
and triggered by this,
absolute nonsense. There is no biological.
So what you're saying is they now know they're caught. They're going to just go ahead with it and hope it's so big that, no one will hold them responsible.
Well, at this stage, if this were any other situation, that vaccine would be dead in the water. Absolutely dead in the water.
But the hysteria propels it.
And but they say, oh, no, no, we've got to keep going. The trial.
So start over. I'm going to try to shut up. This is just too epic. Start over. What you just said. Because I read it, too, in the paper the other day. But you're a medical doctor saying it. This is literally brain damaging, paralyzing people. They're just going forward.
It is, and it's going for it's resumed on the basis. It was said by Fauci initially it was coincidence. No, it wasn't. And then it was said, well, it's a one-off. It's a one-off until you have two or three or four or five, and then it's not a one-off. Two should be a strong indication that it is now time to can this vaccine. And the second vaccine, the Moderna vaccine that's next in line, if you like, is the one that had a very high rate of adverse reactions, particularly at the higher doses. 80% of people were getting severe to moderate.
Is that
adverse
the mRNA?
That's right. And what happens there, Alex, is that that was given to the healthiest people you could find. These were not the elderly.
They are like triathletes.
That's right. They're not the people at greatest risk. And it's the elderly who are going to need that high-dose vaccine because they have this what's called immune senescence, where their immune system is not as efficient as younger people, so they're going to need the highest dose to get
sluggish.
And they're the ones, therefore, that are going to have the serious adverse reactions and the worst outcomes. And so this is a nightmare situation that we find ourselves in.
I agree with you. I've been on 26 years, and I'm sitting there like, this is the twilight zone. Like, I mean, Gates is on TV going, well, 80% get sick, some die, you're going to take it. I mean, like, if my neighbor came over with a needle, I'm going to inject you. I'd fight him. It's like this weirdo I've never met is going to do this to me?
That's right. But here, we come back to the point of choice. And if you get informed choice and you want that vaccine despite everything you've heard on the news, that's your business. Get that vaccine for sure.
Just don't make us take it.
Don't make me or anyone else take it. Don't force that to happen because that cannot happen.
That's right. We'll brave the elements ourselves. We'll.
Yes, we are entitled to take that risk, that informed risk on our own. We do not need you to insist that we do it.
Could there be clean vaccines? There's just no way. I mean, I know it's a real science, but it's just so protected and has so many problems and always gets infected. It always gets contaminated.
I think one of the problems, the more I've looked into this, Alex, and I started, as you know, with measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, and it grew and it grew and it grew with the mercury in it, with the aluminum, and with then finding what are called adventitious viruses in there that should never have been in there in the first place. And now we get into injecting people with RNA and Frankenstein viruses. We've never used these in human beings before. And I have grave concerns because once it's in, there's nothing you can do about it.
And then day one, it causes massive illness. It's not like we have to wait.
No, we don't have to wait. It's right there in the trial.
So it's mad science and psychology. Let's talk about that. We're going to break in 30 seconds, but tell us about James Bradley, your special guest, coming up.
James, we interviewed him. He's running in California against Lou, Ted Lou down there, who went.
And he's 5 points ahead.
That's right. He's 5 points ahead going down to California now, looking at Los Angeles, looking at his district. You can understand why.
And RFK Jr. is behind it. He's very, very powerful. So we hope that happens. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is your last chance to get a PAC power.
power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On. They'll be gone in about 30 minutes. We'll do a few segments for the next hour. And we have Jason Jones coming in. Hello, Snaps, a special guest on. Talk about the new film, because you haven't raised that. and how people see the new film that deals with the 1986 Liability Protection Act for vaccines.
We made a movie about that act, which effectively took away liability for vaccine injury from the vaccine makers. It started with the wholesale pertussis vaccine back in the 80s, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And when the industry lied to the government and held their feet to the fire and said, okay, if you want kids to have this vaccine, we've made it as safe as we can. We're going to pull out of the market. Kids will die because there'll be no whooping cough vaccine and it'll be your fault. How do you feel about that? And that, Alex, was their basis for getting liability protection. And it was a complete lie. And that is what the film is largely about. An expose of discovery documents that never went before a jury. But had they gone before a jury, the industry would have been bankrupted to a man.
So this is the root. It's an amazing film. I watched it like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago with my wife. This is the root of how they have this invincibility and get away with all this. And now they're passing similar laws around the world. Now these laws have been expanded to have an above-the-law corporations with their dirty history having the power to mandate we take something and then have protection for what they put in their body.
Exactly. A mandated market, no liability. All they can do is profit. They've expanded the vaccine market hugely. It is their future. They've stated this. And they will not survive without it.
And instead of backing down, they just want to expand their power.
Exactly. Exactly.
Tell us about the man you recommended we have on the show, who we've got with us right now, because he's got a vaccine-damaged family member. He's running for political office. He can give context to what's happening.
Absolutely. James Bradley is a search and rescue veteran from California. He is running against Ted Lieu. He's a true patriot, a Republican, and in the 33rd District of California. And if you go down there and you see it now, it has become a campground for homeless veterans. And that is something that has upset him to the point where he's running for office to change that, to change health freedom. He is one of his great platforms is health freedom.
And the good news is in California, he's ahead of a Democrat in a lot of the polls.
Absolutely. This was a Democrat seat. Ted Lieu was there. You'll remember Ted Lieu from his battle with Candace Owens, where he got demolished in Congress. And so it's time he went, and time James Bradley stepped into his
Well, it's great to have Mr. Bradley with us. Mr. Bradley, what do you want to dive into? Vaccines, the economy, the world, where we're at? I mean, because this is really a big fight. And I love President Trump, but him coming out and saying, oh, we got the vaccine. I get what he's doing, taking control away from Fauci, but I think it's still a dangerous game. What do you want to address first?
Well, I want to dig right into the veteran abuse at the LAVA Center, which is called the Soldiers Home. We uncovered, and I actually dropped a press release beginning this week, uncovering the criminal activity that Congressman Ted Lieu, Senator Dianne Feinstein, and L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti. They're all complicit in this crime, and I'm exposing it. And for the primary purpose is getting those soldiers, our veteran heroes, back in the housing that they've been deeded over 133 years ago. But also we're exposing what they're doing with the veterans. They have them, they're using them for experiments for vaccines and those that are a program now for the benefit. They're bringing in and paying them up to from $1,000, $3,000 to do experimentation. Now, my biggest concern there is, you have homeless veterans that are just desperate. They're just looking for any form of money. So they go into these experiments that are basically on the fringe of committing suicide. They put in these studies, and at the tail end of it, they put them back in the street. What are they going to do? They end up committing suicide. That brings up our suicide rate for my brothers and sisters. We need to put an end to it. We need to put an end to it now.
Well, you're right. I mean, isn't all this, especially the new vaccines they've got, aren't we all guinea pigs, but particularly they target the homeless, veterans, poor people, you know, black folks being given the whole Tuskegee situation, Dr. Wakefield?
Yeah, I think one of the things that James points out is that these people are vulnerable. They're so vulnerable that they're easily exploited by pharmaceutical companies or universities conducting drug research because they need the money. They're destitute. And this kind of experimentation has been seen on inner city black families, Hispanic families.
I've talked to a lot of people that have done this. They say, I do it all the time, and I get really sick. But if I say I get sick, they don't hire me again, so I just put up with it. And so they just go, so they get people saying nothing happened to them. They're getting really sick. They lie about it.
And I talked to that African-American girl who was in Vax, the doctor who was in Vax, and she said that these families are so poor that they will take their children to be part of vaccine experiments at the earliest opportunity because they need that income from that. And they'll take them back again and again and again. And we wonder why we see such a high prevalence of neurodevelopmental disorders in African-American boys.
It's unbelievable. And going back to James Bradley, who's here with us, running for Congress against who you're running against, are you seeing that people concerned about inoculations, forced inoculations, is that an issue? Because I see that as a big issue with the public in general.
Well, our district has been identified by, I believe, Tucker Carlson as being the most safe, safety-conscious vaccine district in all the United States. So I believe, yes, we have a large part of our constituents that are concerned about the health risks of vaccinations. And I call it poisons. I have a daughter that was vaccine damaged today. She's with me. She's 26 years of age, lives with my ex-wife and I. So it's affected my family. More importantly, I lost a good nephew to vaccines. He went through so many years of pain and struggling. So this
talk
is
about them both.
Issue.
Talk about your daughter. Talk about your nephew. Let's humanize them. Let's spend some time about what happened to both of them.
Thank you very much. Yeah, my daughter, she was given a battery of vaccines early in her life. She was doing quite well, as most young children are in the development cycle. We saw a shift after a series. My ex-wife has the list of the vaccines. We saw the same symptoms, high level of fever, not the same after the vaccines. So we were very concerned, brought her into the physician. They said, well, it's the result of a vaccine. You give it time, it will pass. Unfortunately, it didn't pass. Now, she's highly functioning. She's very brilliant. Unfortunately, it's damaged her internal organs. So to this day, she suffers with severe pain, blackouts on occasion. So I believe there's some therapies to get her off and get the toxins out of her system that we're exploring today. My nephew, unfortunately, he was inoculated or vaccinated early in life, just like my daughter. He went into a psychosis and he ended up taking his own life. This was about 3 years ago. So it has a profound effect and a damaging effect to all those. And I encourage every one of the young mothers and fathers, please be very careful, because this is not only you, but also your future generations. We need to be mindful, and we're not against vaccines as long as they're tested properly. But technically,
well, I mean, I know that. I mean, I've got so much family that almost died after they took vaccines. My grandmother died 3 years ago at 92. They told her she got the second round of the polio vaccine here in Austin. My mother was 4 years old. She got polio from it. And that her doctor told her, just like you said the doctor said about your son, that it was a vaccine reaction. We had a lady who worked here for a while. She was nice. She was going to go to Vietnam on a trip. They gave her a vaccine. It almost killed her. She had to wear a mask for a month, so she had no autoimmune system. And then she got so sick she had to quit. This is not a secret. This is going on.
Yeah, I'm on the phone, on the road at the moment with the film. Alex, we've been to New Jersey, we've been to North Florida, we've been to Nashville, Denver, St. George, Utah, Salt Lake City. I hear this story thousands of times every day. Every day, parents telling the same story, breaking down, weeping. I wish I'd listened to that.
And I appreciate you, doctor, taking this hard road, because I know it's hard to hear. It's hard for me to hear. We have to do it. We'll be right back to talk more about this and say bye to your guest. Dr. Wakefield's our guest as well. Some of the next hour, we'll cover where this fight goes in the future. We'll finish up with James Bradley straight ahead. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but
that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
A little secret that nobody knows. Life is a gamble, a game we
don't play. Dan Bradley is ahead in the polls running against his Democrat counterpart in California. Dr. Andy Wakefield is here with us, true trailblazer. He's got his new film out. And so just spend a few minutes talking about what's happening with that campaign, because you as an underdog and you ahead in the polls, that's very exciting.
Thank you, Alex. This is not my first run. I ran against Dianne Feinstein in 2018. I came out as the top Republican in that race out of 32 candidates. That was my message from God to keep moving forward. And I was going to wait to take on Kamala Harris in 2022, but I didn't wait. Couldn't wait. California is turning into complete communism. We need to stop it now. That's why I joined the race. I took on Ted Lieu because he claims to be a veteran. I think he's not a veteran. I think he's working for front groups for the Communist Party, and we need to put an end to it. A last internal poll, we came out about 5 points ahead. We randomly sampled over 1,000 of the constituents in the area. But let me tell you who I am, really. I'm a constitutional conservative. I have been. I'm a third-generation veteran. My grandfather served in World War I, my father World War II. I served under Ronald Reagan. So I was in the heat of battle back in the Cold War. And let me tell you, just I believe our hero, Ronald Reagan, was blackmailed back with the act. And my mission with Dr. Wakefield and hopefully with Robert Kennedy Jr. is to reform or repeal the act. So that's I'm hard charging this. We're doing good in the polls. However, we need I'm a, technically a grassroots candidate. I have the endorsement by the GOP as well as
sure,
the
Sure, what
GOP.
You're saying is if you get in there, you're going to try to repeal the liability protection for vaccine makers, which is a no-brainer. All right. Well, James Bradley, thank you so much. How do people visit your website? How do people support you?
Oh, you can go to BradleyCongress.com. That's B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, Congress.com. Join the fight. We got this. We need everyone in. All hands on deck.
All right. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
All right. Now, getting back to you, Dr. Wakefield, big picture here. What would you call the historic point we're at where no one's ever been more awake to vaccines? People are waking up faster. It's all over the news that Bill Gates is the most hated man in the world, that people think he's out to get him. He's coming out saying life doesn't go back to normal until you take my shot. This seems like a real collision course.
It is. You know, when we were finishing the production on this film, no one had heard of COVID-19. But there is the silver lining to this cloud, Alex, is that never have more people worldwide and certainly in this country been alive to the issue of mandatory vaccination. Somehow, when it was just children having to have vaccines to go to school, it was one thing. But suddenly, when adults were being told, you're the next in line, and it's going to happen from pregnancy to grave, vaccination, according to the CDC schedule, everybody just said no. And over 56% of people in this country now are saying we're not going to get it. And then you have Fauci saying we're going to need 75% of people having it to have vaccine-induced herd immunity. So that's a bust right from the very beginning. It's not going to work, not least of which is because this disease has virtually disappeared now, and the need for the vaccine has gone. God forbid.
I saw him with Rand Paul yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. He looked so hateful the way he was looking at Rand Paul. It wasn't fake hate. It was like desperate hate, like he just wanted to kill Rand Paul. Have you seen this video?
No, I haven't seen it. I love it.
Hey, guys, cue that video up. We'll go to it in a moment. From yesterday, Fauci flips out on Rand Paul. We'll play that in a moment. But what? I get it. They hurt a bunch of people. It doesn't protect people most of the time. They're busy covering up. We're talking during a break. What is this cult? And you're just saying that they want our trust. They want that power.
They've lost it, and they'll never get it back. And this is what they can't understand. There was a meeting at the World Health Organization the other day saying, why are the anti-vaxxers winning on social media? Why are we losing? You're losing because truth is on the side of those who are concerned about the safety of the vaccine. Not anti-vaxxers necessarily, but people who are genuinely scientifically concerned about the safety of vaccines for very, very good reasons. And what we're seeing now, Alex, is a huge play. If they can win this, if they can force the world to comply, to fall in line with mandatory vaccination, then they can win. And if they lose, they lose not just for this vaccine, but for all vaccines.
We're going to play clip 13 here in just a moment, but this really is a house of cards falling. If there was a vaccine I could take that maybe where I didn't get sick or something, I'd take it. I'm all into medicine, science, everything. But this particular thing is just like where they admit like 100 million got cancer, they think, from the polio shot. I've got like CDC reports from the 70s and then the swine flu and all the other problems and the UT when my mom was like 50 years old. She was still on the UT Masters team. She was winning silver and gold medals. And it's Olympic athlete. She didn't get into swimming until she was like 30. And they told the team, take your flu shot. She was in bed for months, almost died, never swam competitively again. She was doing triathlons. It almost killed her. I mean, that's not anecdotal. It's like a cobra bites me. I'm not a toxicologist. I'm not an expert on cobras. I just know cobras kill you. And she got the shot and almost killed her.
Yeah, I think this is, and as you say, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm pro. I'm pro-vaccine safety, I'm pro the health of children, and I'm pro-choice. I'm pro the parents being able to choose what goes into their children's bodies and their own
bodies. And you can't have that with liability protection.
Exactly. You cannot have
that.
So
what's
going on? No mandates.
So what's going on? Because I read about in the London Guardian, even the Chinese news, that governments, like the German government, like 10 years ago, quote, got clean vaccines, like better vaccines for government ministers. Is there any truth to that?
No, I haven't heard that. That's interesting. And would it surprise me? No.
Let's play this clip of Senator Rand Paul yesterday where he's got Fauci in the hearing. And Fauci, if you blow the video up, I did, looks like he's dying. I mean, he just absolutely hates Rand Paul so much. It's so real. It's not like a fake hate. I mean, he is like, looks like he's dying. Here's the video.
Do you have any second thoughts? Are you willing to look at the data that countries that did very little actually have a lower death rate than the United States?
You know, Senator, I'd be happy at a different time to sit down and go over detail. You've said a lot of different things. You've compared us to Sweden, and there are a lot of differences. And you said, well, you know, there are a lot of differences between Sweden, but compare Sweden's death rate to other comparable Scandinavian countries. It's worse. So I don't think it's appropriate to compare Sweden with us. Yes, we have, I think in the beginning, we've done things based on the knowledge we had at the time. And hopefully, and I am, and my colleagues are, humble enough and modest enough to realize that as new data comes, you make different recommendations. But I don't regret saying that the only way we could have really stopped the explosion of infection was by essentially, I want to say shutting down. I mean, essentially having the physical separation and the kinds of recommendations that we've made.
You've been a big fan of Cuomo and the shutdown in New York. You've lauded New York for their policy. New York had the highest death rate in the world. How could we possibly be jumping up and down and saying, oh, Governor Cuomo did a great job? He had the worst death rate in the world.
No, you misconstrued that, Senator, and you've done that repetitively in the past. They got hit very badly. They've made some mistakes. Right now, if you look at what's going on right now, the things that are going on in New York to get their test positivity 1% or less is because they are looking at the guidelines that we have put together from the task force of the four or five things of masks, social distancing, outdoors more than indoors, avoiding crowds, and washing hands.
Or they've developed enough community immunity that they're no longer having the pandemic because they have enough immunity in New York City to actually stop.
I challenge that, Senator. I would like to be able to do this because this happens with Senator Rand all the time. You were not listening to what the director of the CDC said.
He's got
that in New York, it's about 22%.
Shut it down. We only got a few minutes till break. You're a medical doctor. That's supposedly a medical doctor debating a medical doctor. They said 2.5 million would be dead in America, then 2.2. They've been counting the list of people that died of something else on that. I mean, it's all fraud, and he's sitting there telling Senator Paul he's wrong.
Yeah, if you look at Sweden, Sweden has exactly the same mortality curve for every other country in the world. They did not lock down. Switzerland did not lock down. Yes, you can compare them. We have the same Northern European genetic background as the Swedes. That still.
Why does he look so hateful right there? That
he does, doesn't he? Because he knows he's wrong and he knows he's losing. And when you look at the states, it's not just country by country. When you look at the states and you look at the mortality curves for the states, New York, as he says, is way and away the highest. The northeastern seaboard is the highest and the lowest. The lowest states, the lowest mortality in is right at the bottom. Are those states that did not lock down? The six states that...
And by the way, he denies that on the video, but it's true.
No, so it's not just between countries, it's within the United States as well. So the message is that the lockdown, the masks, the social distancing appears to have had no beneficial...
So let me ask you this, Dr. Wakefield, what do we do next? We'll come back with him in 2 minutes. I'm Alex Jones, and for listeners, this isn't just about COVID, obviously. It's a power grab, it's a lockdown. It's run by the UN and multinational corporations. We have to kill this line. Is it a real virus? Absolutely. Is it way over exaggerated? Absolutely. The right back. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.